Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Steel on wheels, steel on wheels. Come to Republic, get what you feel. We'll make it happen for you. Vehicle or just for you. Steel on wheels, steel on wheels. Come to Republic, get what you feel. We'll make it happen for you. Vehicle or just for you.
Super low rates and low down payments. Up to 8 years to repay and great prizes. Come into Republic Bank today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Pick two, pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five. Or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Alonso unsuccessfully tried to get Julius to ease on harassing the Venezuelan women. Matthew turned up with the news that another Venezuelan woman's body was discovered, and they wondered if it was Benicia's sister. Alonso challenged Julius to change his attitude to Benicia, and Matthew promised to change his attitude as well, and later told Robin he would do counseling. Right now, Kavita and Denzel are meeting in the mall.
Hey, Kavita, over here.
Hey, Denzel, sorry to be a bit late.
Like you had trouble finding the place.
Trouble finding a mall? Very funny.
Just pull your legs.
I had to wait for Daddy to drop me, and he had a business call before we left.
Ah, okay.
Well, I'm hungry. I need something to eat right away.
Alright, cool. Where you want to eat from?
Gosh, there are so many options here.
I need something solid, like rice and meat.
I might go that way too.
Alright, let's see.
Bayon? It's nice to see you back out here, partner.
Yeah, dog. The outside is good to be back, Alonso.
Come on, man. Let me sit. You drinking anything?
All I need is water right now. I'm trying to ease off the alcohol thing, you know? Trying to keep a clear mind. Focus, see?
Yeah. Me too, buddy. I like that.
But soon as I come back out here, it's bad news I hear. You're to find a Venezuelan woman murdered?
Yeah, buddy. Everybody been talking about it.
Sick. Who could have done that?
She's not the first.
Whoa.
Buddy, because the Venezuelan women plenty in this region, they're taking real advantage. I can't believe at one point I was a part of the nonsense. Looking back on my actions, I do really out here looking crazy, bro.
I could say the same thing about me too, buddy.
Yeah. Prison, open your eyes. I don't like what's going on in these parts with how these Venezuelan women being treated. Them man is cruel, bro. And when these people are wrong, even the police don't seem to care.
Sad.
I become friends with these two banners, right? Macho and Julius. And I try to talk to them by. It's dread.
Yeah, I hear about some of what's going on. People really taking advantage just because them people is not Guyanese by. I learned me lesson about that by.
We did the crime, we did the time. Never again.
Jail time is waste time.
Don't know.
Yeah, buddy.
Anyway, I'm glad you don't here for help me talk some sense into these guys, though. Them in listening, especially the one Julius. We got to do something for help he see the light.
Buddy, anything for help out a brother.
Talk about the devil. Is he coming there?
Oh, I see this man already, young.
We got help him. He needs to change his attitude towards women.
I'm stuffed. That food was so good, Denzel.
Yeah, Kavita. Delicious.
Now for dessert. I want some strawberry ice cream.
Seriously? You could eat more after all that food?
You see my size? I could use a few more pounds.
Suit yourself.
Before we leave, I'll get my ice cream.
Cool. So, how does it feel to be turning 18? The big 1-8?
Well, to be honest, it's a bit bittersweet.
How so?
On one end, it's nice to be finally getting to that age where I can have more freedom.
You know you've been doing you since I met you when you were 30.
Look, let's not talk about my past. Your girl see light and trying to do better. Besides, you know about my childhood experiences with sexual abuse. All that contributed to my behavior.
You've been through quite a lot, Kavita.
Thanks for therapy, because had it not been for that, I don't know that I'd be sitting here like this today.
You've come so far.
Yep.
So what's the bitter part about turning 18?
I don't know. But getting older kind of scares me.
Yeah, but you're still really young, Kavita. 18 is nothing.
I know, but when I think that eventually I will have to move out of daddy's house, eventually live by myself, work.
What's wrong with that?
It kind of scares me.
Well, I look forward to when I can live alone. I mean, living with mommy and auntie Myrtle is alright. But I'm starting to feel like I need my own space.
Oh, you want to have your girlfriend over now?
Me wanting to live alone is not only for that.
So there is a girl.
I'm talking to someone. More of a casual thing.
Like friends with benefits?
Yeah.
Okay, friend. Protect yourself.
So what about you? Still talking to that guy you call your boyfriend?
Why you gotta say it like that? His name is Jonathan.
I know what his name is, obviously. What's going on?
Denzel, I've seen such an amazing change in Jonathan.
Well, he better change after what happened to you at his party.
He's really turning out to be the guy I wanted him to be all along. He wants us to get married.
What?
Yes, and that's part of what scares me about getting older. How am I supposed to be somebody's wife, Denzel?
Wait. Rewind. Jonathan asks you to marry him?
Yeah.
You're now turning 18, and he's 19. What is that guy thinking?
We're in love, Denzel.
Yeah. But being in love doesn't mean you run and get married so young.
People have got married younger than that. Back in the day especially.
But that was then. No teenager is ready for marriage, in my opinion.
I know I'm not ready. And that's why I told Jonathan we should wait until we both finish studying.
Good. You told him the right thing. Besides, you don't even know if you guys will be together in 5 years. Even a year.
We'll be together. I love Jonathan and he loves me.
Your feelings can change as you get older, Kavita.
Nah. When you find the right one, you know it.
Alright.
We might not get married now, but at some point.
You don't find it weird, though, that he's suddenly talking about marriage?
What's weird about it?
Maybe he's trying to hide something.
Like what?
You guys are, you know.
What?
I know you said you were abstaining for a bit.
We're back to having sex.
Right.
And don't worry, we're using condoms and Jonathan is on prep.
Good for him. Might be an excuse for him to continue his promiscuous ways too.
Are you trying to say he might be cheating on me?
I'm just saying, based on your past experiences with him, I don't trust the guy. How he went from cheating on you, infecting you with a sexually transmitted infection, to proposing marriage?
Hello! You forget that our relationship was tested when Sam did what he did to me at the party.
Right.
It really hurt him what happened to me. And we basically fought our way back to each other. Daddy doesn't even know I'm still seeing him. He doesn't want me to.
Your father got sense.
Ugh. Why can't you simply be happy for me? Me and Jonathan are finally in a good place. A friend would be happy for me.
I just don't trust the guy, Kavita.
Or maybe you want me. It's okay to admit it, you know.
Kavita, come on. How many times I must tell you I see you as my little sister?
Now that I'm turning 18, we could actually date.
I don't want to date you just because you're turning 18, okay? I'm just looking out for you.
Well, please. Please respect my relationship with Jonathan.
Just promise me one thing.
What?
I know that he's on prep. And you said you guys are using condoms. Don't slip up with him.
And by slip up, you mean unprotected sex?
Yes. Kavita, you can't be sure what he's doing when he's not with you. The only person you can really trust 100% is you.
Okay, I hear you.
You might say I'm being a piss, but I just want what's best for you.
Brian, this is Julius. Julius, Brian.
Hey, nice to meet you, bro.
Cool.
Who was the girl you were talking to, Julius?
Me and she used to have a thing. Some money she was asking me for. You see, there's all these women that want money. I tell she gotta work for it.
Wow.
How is your girlfriend?
Benicia. But hey, I had to put she played before I come out here.
Wait. Benicia? Same person I think.
No. It's a different one.
Alonzo, you know Benicia?
Yeah, I used to know Benicia. But trust me, it's not your girl.
I know that. Anyways, I had to dig two slap and she. I really don't know what these Venezuelan women just feel it is all about.
So you're a woman beater?
I must let a woman control me, sure.
Julius, all he talking and talking to you, it's like it going in one ear and come out the other.
I don't tell you, Alonzo. This is how I just live me life. Me woman just listen to me, not the other way around.
Buddy, it's better when you and your woman have peace in your life. It's not worth it. In the long run, when you seriously hurt a woman or kill she, you go ruin your life. And trust me, buddy, jail is not a nice place.
Ruin me life? Jail? You think anybody would care if I killed a Venezuelan woman in these parts? This is not Georgetown or Burundi or wherever. Ask anybody what is going on in these regions. Nobody don't care.
I would care. Trust me. I would report you to the police myself. And if they don't want to listen, I know big ones in the force who will step in and handle things. These police down here need to depend on the medi and do the job and help people.
Word.
So, you big and bad, eh?
I just tell you how it is.
Look, Julius, the girl calling you.
Yeah, excuse me.
Listen, Brian, the Benicio he with is me ex.
What? And he know?
No, we can't let him know. Don't want to put Benicio in more risk.
Gotcha.
I've been trying for Kashi.
Yo, she need to run far from the Banabai.
Yeah, I'll try calling she again. Benicio, glad I finally get on to you. How you doing?
It is tough, Alonso. Really tough.
So Julius is the banner you with?
You know him?
Yes. I met him the other day and he's not a nice person.
Oh, Alonso. I don't know what else to do. There's so much on me. Mi hermana is still missing. And Julius hit me this morning.
I see him earlier and he was boasting about that.
Shelly suggested some organizations that help Venezuelan women. So I'm trying to do that, but I want to find my sister first.
At least the murdered woman wasn't her.
No.
Listen, you gotta get away from this banner. You could come and stay with me. I promise you, I can respect your boundaries. No funny business.
I have to be careful what I'm doing, Alonso.
I know, but let me plan it.
Benicia!
Got to go. He's home. Adios.
Bye, Benicia. Be careful.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Tuberculosis is the most common infection for people living with HIV. But you don't have to become infected. If you are living with HIV, talk to your care and treatment provider today about starting TB prevention treatment. Remember, symptoms of TB include coughing, fever, weight loss, night sweats, fatigue, and loss of appetite. With treatment, people living with HIV can beat TB and live a full and productive life.
A message from the Ministry of Health National Tuberculosis Program with support from Global Fund.